It's time now for our Tavern Tuesday series. We're partnering with the Wisconsin Historical Society and Old World Wisconsin to bring you stories about beer and brewing in our state. We'll be sharing these histories with you leading up to the grand opening of the restored Witten Abel's Tavern at Old World Wisconsin. Today, we'll hear from Jim Drager. He's the former State Historic Preservation Officer at the Wisconsin Historical Society. Drager joins WUWM's Eddie Morales to talk about the history of Prohibition in Wisconsin and his 2012 book, Bottoms Up, A Toast to Wisconsin's Historic Bars and Breweries.
You know, Wisconsin was one of the states that voted for Prohibition, which is quite surprising considering, you know, Wisconsin's history and especially all the German and other ethnic groups that settled in Wisconsin that came from beer drinking cultures. It's quite surprising that they actually voted for it. But the groundswell for Prohibition was basically a reaction to the huge social problems that were caused by excess alcohol drinking before Prohibition. People before Prohibition, they drank roughly three times as much alcohol as people do today. And there were no social safety nets to deal with that problem. And at that same time, young men are flocking into the cities from the farms to work into factories. So you have this huge surge of young men, single men, moving into the cities and, you know, going to taverns. And it created some immense social problems.
And you mentioned the men, some of the men and their roles in that. What roles did women have and how did their involvement kind of shape the post-Prohibition bar culture as well?
Before Prohibition, taverns were male spaces. And women were not allowed into taverns, and many communities actually had specific laws against women going into taverns because a lot of taverns were also brothels. So women were excluded from that, with the exception being that some taverns had what they called a ladies' lounge or ladies' parlor at the back of the building that was separate from the tavern, closed off by a door. And women and children and families could go in there, but the bartender would not allow them in the bar. The bartender would go back into that room to serve them. But during Prohibition, that gets stood on its head because when speakeasies come after Prohibition, they're lawless places. There are no rules. So all of a sudden, women can go to a speakeasy if they want to. And young women are attracted to speakeasies because they're trying to throw off the shackles of their Victorian mothers and live a modern life. So they're bobbing their hair, they're smoking cigarettes, they're dancing the Charleston. So the woman's role changes rather dramatically with Prohibition because the speakeasies allowed access for women that hadn't been there for them beforehand.
How can communities today preserve stories and structures of these historic taverns?
Visit them, become patrons. One of the surprising things for us was after the book came out, we started seeing taverns that we'd featured in the book going out of business. And it made me realize just how fragile these things are. And so being a patron and supporting them is obviously very important. I think for the taverns themselves, the ones that are successful, that continue, they have some kind of niche that they belong to. They have a particular way of doing business or a particular style that is successful. But taverns aren't static. They have to change constantly to keep up with the broader business. So, you know, if you decided you're going to stake your fortune on being a craft beer tavern, that was a great idea 10 years ago. Now it's getting a lot harder because there's a lot of change that's happened just since the book came out. Younger people don't drink very much anymore. About 25% of the population of people from the age of 21 to 30 don't drink any alcohol at all anymore. So that's certainly having an impact. I think price is having an impact as things are getting tighter in the economy. People are finding it harder to go buy that, you know, $10 tap at the bar. They'd rather just drink at home. But I think the only way that it can be preserved is if people are patrons of them.